Paul Kirby and Laura Gotzi, BBC News. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico is fighting for his life in hospital after being shot in a small town northeast of Bratislava. On Wednesday evening, Defense Minister Robert Kalinic said Mr. Fico had been in surgery for over 3 hours and that the situation was bad. Slovak politicians, including the president, have called the shooting an attack on democracy. The alleged assailant was detained at the scene but has not yet been formally identified by the authorities. Earlier on Wednesday evening, Defense Minister Robert Kalinic said Mr. Fico had been in surgery for over 3 hours and that the situation was bad. The attack happened at about 14:30, 12:30 Greenwich Mean Time, in Handlova, about 180 kilometers, 112 miles, from the capital Bratislava, as Mr. Fico greeted people in front of a cultural community center where a government meeting had been held. Footage showed a man raising a gun and firing 5 times at the prime minister before being subdued by bodyguards, while other members of Mr. Fico's security detail took the prime minister into his car. He was airlifted by helicopter to a nearby hospital before being flown to another hospital in Banská Bystrica, east of Handlova. Later on Wednesday, Slovakia's Deputy Prime Minister Tomáš Taraba told the BBC's NewsHour program he believed Mr. Fico's procedure in hospital had gone well. "I guess in the end he will survive," Mr. Taraba said, adding, "He's not in a life-threatening situation at this moment." At a press conference on Wednesday, Interior Minister Mátus Sátáš Eztok said Mr. Fico had been shot in the stomach. "Initial information clearly points to political motivation," he added. Unconfirmed local media reports said the suspect was a 71-year-old writer and political activist. A video being widely circulated on Slovak media purports to feature the suspect. In the footage, the man says he disagrees with government policy and its stance towards state media. The BBC does not know if the person in the video, the perpetrator, is who was detained at the scene nor the circumstances under which it was filmed. Slovakia's outgoing president Zuzana Kapitova said something so serious had happened that we can't even realize it yet. "The hateful rhetoric we witness in society leads to hateful acts," she added. Mr. Kalinic and Mr. Eztok blamed the spread of hate speech on social media for the shooting and urged citizens not to respond to hate with hate. Mr. Eztok accused the media of contributing to the climate that led to Mr. Fico's shooting, telling a press conference, "Many of you were those who were sowing this hatred." He added that protection would be provided to constitutional officials as well as other groups who could be subject to similar attacks, including journalists and public figures. Mr. Fico, 59, returned to power in Slovakia after elections last September, at the head of a populist nationalist coalition. His first few months as prime minister have proved highly contentious politically. In January, he halted military aid to Ukraine and last month pushed through plans to abolish public broadcaster RTVS. Thousands of Slovaks have protested against the proposed reform of the public broadcaster in recent weeks. However, a planned opposition-led demonstration was called off on Wednesday as news of the shooting emerged. Parliament was sitting at the time of the attack and Slovak media reported that a party colleague of Mr. Fico shouted at opposition MPs, accusing them of stoking the attack. President-elect Peter Pellegrini, who is a political ally of Mr. Fico's, said he was horrified to hear of the attack and also blamed the shooting on recent political divisions. Describing the attack as an unprecedented threat to Slovak democracy, he said people did not have to agree on everything, but there were ways to express disagreement democratically and legally. World leaders have also condemned the attack on Mr. Fico. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the horrific act of violence and said the U.S. embassy was in close touch with the Slovakian government and was ready to assist. Russian President Vladimir Putin said there could be no justification for this monstrous crime. European Council President Charles Michel said, "Nothing can ever justify violence or such attacks."